Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello, how are you doing, Andy?
I am very well, G-Man. You're still on your travels.
I am very much in Orkney at the moment, yes. So excuse me for any spotty signal or anything that happens during this, so... Yes, I'm as north as I've ever been recording a Trample Bet podcast, and hopefully that'll bring us some luck this weekend.
The luck of the north. You're beyond the wall. So yeah, it was just myself and Gordon last week. It's been a very busy couple of weeks. So in order to make sure the podcasts get done, just myself and Gordon. But for this week, we will have Joey Slenzak joining us after the break for next week's picks. But he's not needed for just now. It was just the two of us, slimmed down, eight pick special show. So we'll get into the recap of how we got on last week. And as usual, I hit my banker. It did not look very likely with 3 minutes to go. Leipzig against Bremen, and Leipzig were 1-0 down with 3 minutes to go. But goals in the 87th and 97th minute meant they came from behind and won this game 2-1. So got out of jail free there. I've used that card.
I didn't. I lost my first banker in ages. And can I just read out to you the flash score report from the game? Just the first line. Already relegated Elche pulled off a surprise 1-0 victory to record their first La Liga win over Atletico Madrid since 1985.
Jesus Christ.
That's ridiculous.
Not cool. Not cool.
And if you look at the stats from the game and stuff like that, they were good for it.
Where are they?
Atletico did not play the game of football that would have been conducive with them getting a result. So credit to Elche, but it absolutely fucked my already short price banker. So a shanner for me there, and hopefully no repeat of that this week.
Unlucky. These things happen every now and again. It's just like let's try and avoid them as much as we can and get the banker treble in for next week. On to the value picks. I did not get my value pick in here, although it started really well. I had the Yokohama F. Marinos away at Albirex Niigata. They took the lead at the end of the first half, and in my head, that was pretty much the game done. But they uncharacteristically threw it away in the second half and lost the game 2-1. So a surprise result, even more surprising that they took the lead and didn't see it out. I mean, if this game happened again this week, I'd be back at the Yokohama F. Marinos every time. So just a poor one in the value slot for me.
Yeah, for me, my value actually came in, which is unfortunate because your value was pretty fucking unlucky in there. So, it was Spal versus Parma. I took Parma as the away team to win this game. They did 1-0. A penalty from Franco Vasquez in the second half allowed them to win the game 1-0. They were good for it as well. The stats, you know, they're pretty similar. They had more possession. They were better. So. 1-0 win for Parma and a win in the value for me.
Really good, because they were better than evens. They were like 7-6. So, yep, an excellent result. On to the outsiders then. I was in Japan, Kashima Antlers versus Nagoya Grampus. I predicted a draw in this game, but Kashima actually won this as the home outsiders at 11-5. It's one of those games where I didn't fancy Nagoya as away favourites, so I took the draw. Whereas I should have just stuck to picking a team to win. None of this draw nonsense. Nagoya had most of the ball and most of the attempts at goal, but Kashima made their chances count and won the game 2-0.
I mean, I don't really have much to say about that. It's an outsider. You know, you went for a pick'em with no pick at my behest as well. So, I think it's a stick to what you know next time. But
home wins, Antlers.
Home wins, I know. My outsider, I feel slightly aggrieved with, to be honest. I took in a huge price outsider, and this was 11-2 or 6-1, and it started really well.
Did they not get a goal chopped off, like, pretty much instantly?
They got a goal varred off in the 11th minute. Then they decided to go down 3-0, which wasn't the most positive way to go about it, but pulled back two goals in the second half to give a real chase. They also, later on, so they were at 3-2, and you're thinking, brilliant, I got another goal there. And I'm like, right, brilliant, it'll be at 3-3, this will be it. No, 4-2 to Inter. So Sevilla were close. They weren't far off there. But yeah, bit disappointing to have that early one chopped, because it's a totally different game if they've taken away, like, a 1-0 lead away from home to start with. They just sit in and Inter get frustrated. So yeah, no winner in the outsider for me.
Unlucky. On to the charity bet then, which was just a charity double this week after winning the charity treble the week before, and £92.61 going to the Thin Blue Paw Foundation. And now that I'm back from my international travels, I settled that today and they have their money. So I'll post a screenshot of the bet, charity donation receipt on Twitter, and also the bet receipt so that we can remember the fabulous treble that gave the money to the retired police dogs, who all do a great job. Deserve their retirement. But for last week, it was a charity double. I kept up with winning ways. I took the Kryptonite Urawa Red Diamonds at home to Gamba Osaka. Gordon just hates it whenever we go near them. They conceded the first goal. It didn't look very good, but when Gamba Osaka scored that, it did nothing more than anger Urawa, who equalised in first half stoppage time and then just ran away with it in the second half. Ended up winning the game 3-1. So a good charity pick for me. And they were just under even money, 10-11. So happy with that.
I got shafted on my charity to complete the charity double. I'd taken a draw in Salernitana versus Atalanta at 10-3, which is a really big price.
Big price. Big
93rd minute, 1-0 win for Salernitana. I thought the notification was for the end of the game.
That's sickening.
It was horrible. And, you know, they had less of the ball. They had more of the ball, but less of the XG. They'd four shots on goal versus three. This game looked for all intents and purposes as a draw, and in fucking 93 minutes of it was. So, really disappointing there, because it would have been a decent return as well. I think it was about 60 quid was the double. So a crap result for me in there, and maybe try to do a little too much, but there's no way I'd have taken Salernitana at home to win that game. So, yeah. Good result for you, Andy. Not so great for me, but ran it close.
Which means you'll be backing it again this week.
Will be.
Such is the trample bet, charity bet rules. Together, quick show last week, but it was okay. It goes down as a good week because of the rest of the picks in there. But we are back with a full complement after the break, where we'll have guest Joy Slenzak joining us. In fact, he's joined us already. Hi, Joy, how are you doing?
Hey, guys, not too bad. A little bit of a technical difficulty issue there for a second, but I think hopefully we've got it all sorted.
Ideal. I can see you in your car with the golf clubs in the back, I do believe.
Yes. I was, I'm just coming back from a golf trip over on Sunday. Played two rounds. So had a good time.
Nice.
Brilliant. So Joy's joining us for the middle section, and that is exclusively for Patreon members, where we talk about picks that we like that perhaps didn't make the show because we'd found other things we like for the weekend, other sports as well. So if you fancy supporting the podcast, giving something back, it's about £6 a month. You can join the Trample Bet Club. Go to patreon.com/TramplBet, download the Patreon app, search for Trample Bet. You get this podcast as an early video release podcast, so you get to see us all. You get it whenever we record the special middle section, but also all the podcast picks each week written down in a handy cheat sheet format as well, so you don't need to remember things. You also get extra content shows, and as soon as we've finished recording this, we'll be straight on to the second golf major of the year and the second of our special golf shows for the year, the USPGA. So if you join up now, you'll be perfect time for the start of that on Thursday. We really appreciate all our Patreon members. Thanks to all of you who already subscribed, but obviously we'd love to welcome some more. So we're going to head to the middle section. The normal podcast is going to head to a break. We'll see you all in about a minute's time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. And now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, May 20th, 2023. As usual, banker picks, value picks, outsider picks from myself, Gordo and Joey, and then a pick from each of us that will combine as a treble, stick £10 of our own money on it, and any proceeds will go to a charity of our choosing. We won it a couple of weeks ago, went to the Thin Blue Paul Foundation. Gordon is backing this week's charity treble, so he will choose the charity if, well, let's say when.
When
we return the winner, and we'll announce it on next week's show. So let's get straight into it with the banker bets. So these are, for new listeners, these are bets across the world that we think are pretty much stick-ons. As good as you can get to a sure thing while still retaining decent odds. So we're not looking for like over half a goal kick somewhere. Like, yeah. You know, there has to be some element of price return here. So anywhere generally from 1-6 up to 1-2 is where we tend to operate. I am in Japan. I love the J1 League. So Saturday, 11 a.m. in the Japanese top flight for Gamba Osaka versus the Yokohama F Marinos. Gamba Osaka are bottom of the league. They've only managed 7 points from 13 games so far this season, scoring 13 times, but conceding 28. The F Marinos have got themselves up to second place in the table, 24 points, scoring 26 and conceding 15 from their 13 games. So opposite ends of the table for the year's two clubs, also opposite ends of the form table. The Yokohama F Marinos taking 10 points from the last five fixtures. Gamba have only managed 1 point, and that was 5 games ago. They've lost their last 4 league games in a row. In the previous 2 league seasons, the F Marinos have travelled to Osaka and won this fixture both times. So 2-1 in 2022, 3-2 in 2021. I really fancy the Yokohama F Marinos to win this game. It's priced at evens, which is just a really good bet. So for banker purposes, I'm going to take the double chance of away win or draw. So you get a return on if the game somehow ends a draw, or if the Yokohama F Marinos win it. It's a very healthy 3-10, which I like a lot.
Nice so, one.
Yokohama F Marinos or draw. For banker purposes, if you're combining it in the banker treble, but see if you're just using these as suggestions for your own coupon. Yokohama F Marinos just to win this game at evens is excellent.
I have a fantastic segue for this. My banker plays your banker on the 23rd of July this year. So
oh, yeah?
Moving from the Tokyo Stadium, which where it's hosting a tournament, Man City play Yokohama Marino, F Marinos on the 23rd of July this year. However, I will be taking them to beat Fat Frank's Chelsea this weekend at home. And you can get them at the lower odds of 1-4 to do so. So for those of you who have lived under perhaps some rocks recently. Man City are unbelievably good and have worn down perhaps the best Arsenal team that has existed for maybe 15 years.
Sadness.
Very much sadness. However, you know, much like the time and tide, it waits for no man, and Man City do not at all. They just continually keep winning games. They've got Real Madrid to play midweek. You know, they are obviously, the Champions League's pets main focus. They've almost got the league wrapped up because Arsenal have faltered a bit. There's 3 games to go. They've got Chelsea, Brighton, and Brentford. So they're playing both the midweek game and the weekend game at home. Man City are on 85 points after 35 games. They are cruising at the moment. Arsenal are their closest competition, 4 points behind, but have played an additional game. Chelsea have been dug meat all season. They have been awful. They are 11th in the Premier League, which is not what you expect a team with the calibre of players they've got. 43 points from 35 games. Man City are the form team in the league. They've won the last five. Chelsea are 16th, taking 4 points from the last five games. There's not really much to say. This Man City are just much better. Haaland's probably going to score a hat-trick in this game and you know, terrify us all. 1-4 for Man City to win this game. Just an easy banker for me. So, Joey, what have you got banker-wise?
Yeah, so for my banker, I'm going to be in Belgium for Club Brugge hosting Antwerp, and that's going to be on Sunday at 12:30 p.m., and I like to take Antwerp on the double chance, and you can get that around 1-2, but I'd imagine that's going to come in a little bit, at least closer to 2-5 kind of range. Antwerp sit top of the championship group, 1 point ahead of Royal Union Saint-Gilloise, and 4 points ahead of Genk in third. Whereas Club Brugge, they sit bottom of that championship group. There's only four teams, so we're not going to hold that against them. But they're properly cemented to the bottom. With only three matches left, there is no way they can catch Genk in third place, and they're just kind of stuck with that Conference League spot. So essentially, for all intents and purposes, Club Brugge is they're basically on the beach. And I say that specifically because in their three matches so far, they have yet to win. All of them have been wins plus both, or I guess losses plus both teams. Losses plus both teams to score, including the last time out against Antwerp in the opposite, so at Antwerp, where they were up 2-0 and ended up losing 3-2 in stoppage time. But nonetheless, Antwerp had it clawed back 2-2 by the 80th minute. So never a doubt in my eyes, but kind of wish I was rebacking that at that point, but hindsight's always 20/20. But yeah, so obviously Bruges playing at home are going to want to put up a good performance for their home fans. But like I said, they haven't won in any of the three games since the split. Whereas Antwerp have won 8 straight matches on the spin, and they've actually won 13 of their last 15 matches overall, and have only lost twice in their last 15 away matches. And both of those were to Royal Union Saint-Gilloise, who are not Club Brugge. So Antwerp is more than capable of winning that 9th game in a row. But I have no doubt that they will at least walk away with 1 point. So that's why I like taking the double chance at 1-2. And if you want to get a little bit spicier, you can take the plus 0.25 Asian handicap. So basically a quarter of a goal in the favor of Antwerp for slightly better odds, assuming they're going to at least cover double chance. You'll get half of your stake slash, but you'll at least get slightly better odds on that double chance portion. So Antwerp to at least get 1 point. I'm fully expecting them to get 3.
I like that from the bankers here, where you're basically, both of you are like, I really like this as a value pick, but it's going to sit in the banker column with the double chance. Good. That's good.
Yep. So there we go. So if you fancy the banker treble, it's Yokohama F Marinos or draw in their game away at Gambo Osaka, a home win for Manchester City against Chelsea, and an Antwerp win or a draw in their game away at Club Brugge at odds of 1-2. That combines to 1.43-1 for the banker treble this week, which is pretty decent. On to the value picks then. This is where we take a little increase in price. Usually they sit around even money, but we think it's got a better chance of coming in than the bookies have priced them up at. Mine is exactly even money. I am very close to home in the Scottish Premiership. Good traditional UK kickoff time of Saturday at 3 p.m. for Kilmarnock versus St Johnstone. It's getting close to the crunch in the Scottish Premiership. It's turning into a real battle at the bottom of the table. I tipped St Johnstone a couple of weeks ago to actually finish bottom of this league, a huge 28-1 price, despite the fact they already had a decent gap on the three teams below them. And that would be exactly where they are now if my own team, Dundee United, didn't just give them 3 points a couple of weeks ago by not turning up and getting a man sent off early in that game. St Johnstone are poor, really poor. They're not commenting on my own team, Dundee United, because we're pretty bad. But out of all the other teams in the league I've seen, St Johnstone are easily the worst. Kilmarnock, they are really good at home on their plastic pitch. They're 10th in the 12-team league just now. They've got 34 points in total. 29 of those 34 points have come at home, which is just a crazy split. Add that to the fact they really, really need points. They're playing at home. They're against a very bad St Johnstone team that I can't see winning another game this year. I really like a home win for Kilmarnock here at even money. Really like it.
Nice. Fine by me.
No, it's a bad result for me, like as a Dundee United fan, because it puts us in deeper trouble. But mm-hmm. It's just the smart move here. It's a home win for Killy.
Very, a good approach to take your own team out of it. But yeah, I think Killy just to get everyone at home. So, so I'll take us through the French League 2. And this is on Saturday at 6 p.m. 3 games to go in the French second division. And I'll be taking Annecy away at Niort. And this is a bet against Niort. Niort are bottom of the league, 3 games to go. There's no playoff in the French second division. It's just if you're in the bottom four, you will be visiting the Ligue Nationale. It's just how it works. In some of the other leagues, there's playoff spots like the Scottish ones. Annecy are 15th. They are 2 points above the relegation zone. They have one team below them that's not being relegated currently. So Annecy are in 15th on 41. Laval are on 16th and 40. They're both safe currently. Valenciennes and Dijon are in 39 and 38 points. They need points to stay up. And what a better team to be playing than already relegated Niort. Now, Niort are down. They can't, you know, they're in that bottom four. They're going down. They have nothing to play for in this game. They scored 30 goals and conceded 60, which is the most in the league. Annecy are a bit better than that. They've scored 36, conceded 48. They still haven't been fantastic, but they're hanging around here. So just as a bet away against Niort, I think Annecy are a good shout here. Their away form's not fantastic, but Niort's home form is the worst in the league. They average a draw at home, playing 17 games, getting 17 points. I think Annecy will be looking at this game and going, we've got 3 to go. We're not playing anyone else that's already been relegated. They'll be looking at this as a big 3 points. Niort have taken 1 point from the last 5 games. Annecy have taken 5 points from the last 5 games, so they have been picking up results, including last week, a win against Le Havre, who are being promoted to League One. Le Havre did get a man sent off, but it was right at the end after Niort Annecy had won the game 1-0, basically. So they had way less of the ball, way less of the chances, but still managed to convert. Huge win for them against top team Le Havre. Let's see them go beat bottom team Niort this weekend. Get them even money to do so. Joey, where are you?
Yeah, so for my value pick, I'm going to take it back to the bread and butter Austrian Bundesliga with my sweethearts Klagenfurt hosting Austria Vienna. And I love both teams are scoring over 2.5 in this one. And you can get that at 1.88-ish, hopefully 1.9 if you're quick on it. That's going to be on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. And both of these sides are fighting at the bottom of the championship group for those final conference league spots, with Austria Vienna holding the first spot, which is just an automatic, you're going to go to qualification for that. And then Rapid Vienna, the other Vienna club, are 1 point behind them in the promotion, whatever. You got a playoff to decide who ends up going to that last qualification spot. And then 2 points behind Rapid Vienna, we have Klagenfurt on 19 points. So Klagenfurt is 3 points behind Austria Vienna. And they've been in solid form recently, scoring in 4 of their last 6, both score obviously in all of those. But a lot of this is just going to be based on Austria Vienna's form, because they've seen both teams to score in over 2.5 in 7 straight matches. And 6 of their last 7 away matches. And they've also seen both teams score in over 3.5 in 5 straight away matches. Austria Vienna, they also have the second highest scorer in the league, Harris Tabakovic. And he scored 15 goals in his last 12 league matches. So I'm fully expecting 2+ goals on that side of the pitch. And then on the other side, we've got Andy Irving, our podcast friend of the podcast. And he's actually been in sensational form recently with a goal and an assist in his last 2 starts. And kind of combo that with my little young American, Sebastian Soto, who picked up a couple goals in his first 3 starts. Those two together, they've been rounding into form. And Andy's really taking on a big leadership role with the club right now. And he's playing like everyone on this podcast obviously knows how he can play. So hopefully this should just be a nice, easy one. At least get both teams to score in the first half, or hopefully 2 goals. And then, yeah, If we can get that over 3.5, sign me up, baby. So Klagenfurt versus Austria Vienna, both teams are scoring over 2.5, 1.88-ish.
Nice one.
Yeah, you'll get that at 10 to 11 just now on Bet365. So that's looking pretty good in terms of odds. So the value treble this week then would be Kilmarnock, Annecy, and over 2.5 goals in both teams to score in the Klagenfurt versus Vienna match in Austria. 6.44 to 1 if you fancied taking them all as a treble. On to the outsiders then. This is where we go and look for something that's been priced up as an underdog by the bookmakers, but we think has a really good chance of coming in. I'm going to start us off early morning Saturday, 7 a.m. So back in the Japanese top flight, the J1 League, for Shonan versus Cerezo Osaka. Cerezo Osaka are 7th in the table, 20 points from 13 games. Shonan Bellmare are back in. Osaka are doing well, 9 points from their previous 5 fixtures. Shonan, however, only managed 2 points, and their last 3 games have all been losses, including a poor home loss to Kashiwa Reysol, who are below them in the table. Shonan have only taken 5 points from 6 home games this season, and that's the second worst home record in the league. And I think they'll struggle against a decent Cerezo Osaka team. Osaka also really like playing Shonan away. So the last 5 times they've visited, dating back to 2019, they've won the game 4 times and drawn once. So really good head-to-head form. I'm surprised they're priced up as the underdogs here. They're 19-10, so just under 2-1. And it's a great price for Cerezo Osaka.
Nice one. Okay. Well, I'll take us over to the French league, the League One, the Ligue 1, if you wish to do any French accent, for Lille versus Marseille, a real couple of top of the table teams having a bit of a clash, and I fancy this game as a draw. You'll get that at 5-2, the draw for this. Why do I fancy that? Well, what happens when a rock and a hard place? this is what this game is. Lille have played 18. Home games without a loss. So they've had some draws in there, but the 18 games taken back to early 2022 for home, that Marseille out of their last 12 away games have only lost one, and that was to last week to Lens, who are above them in the league actually just now, who are the team that are actually challenging PSG. If you'd said that at the start of the season, you'd have been chastised and thrown out of the podcast. Both teams would be happy with a point here. Lille just need to stay ahead of Rennes, who are below them. They're in the Europa Conference League slot. Marseille are also just outside that automatic Champions League spot. They're 2 points behind Lens here. And PSG are 8 points ahead of them. I just think this game looks like two teams that will be throwing everything at each other, and they're pretty equally matched. Lille are Kilmarnock when it comes to the home record. They get a lot of their points at home. Marseille are the second best away team in the league, just after PSG. They've taken 39 points from 17 games, so they're pretty damn strong away from home. If you have a look at their away record as well, the losses they have taken, apart from last week, are all club friendlies around Christmas. So I was like, why the fuck are they playing Sassuolo in here, and why they've lost this game? I was like, oh, this doesn't make sense at all. They weren't playing in the Conference League. So I fancy this game is a draw. You'll get that at 5-2. So my outsider, unsurprisingly, is a draw in France. Joey, where are you for your outsider?
Yeah, so I won't join you on the continent, but I'll still be in Austria, and I'll join you in the market because I have another draw as well between Reed and Altac, and that's going to be at 3.4 odds. And that's going to be on Friday at 6:30 p.m. So hopefully kicking off the pod, get things rolling early. Really, this is a basement battle in the relegation group, as Reed and Altac both have 14 points with three remaining matches. And let's make one thing clear. Both of these sides are not great. They're at the bottom for a reason. And Reed have actually drawn 5 straight matches after losing their first match after the split. And Altac have also drawn 3 of their last 5 matches overall since that split. Reed have drawn 4 of their last 7 home league matches, and Altac have drawn 3 of their last 4 away league matches, including a really solid 1-1 draw with Red Bull Salzburg. So knowing the caliber of that club, that is consistently the best club in the league. And so, yeah, they really good job finishing that one. Both sides need to win to avoid relegation, but neither side is going to want to drop points. So I think this is going to be either a 1-1 or a 2-2 draw, and hopefully we can have this one kind of cruise in nice and comfortably and then get this off to a good start.
Love it, Joey. A Friday ambitious night draw. A man of my own heart.
Friday night draw. There we go. That's how it's going to roll. Of course, my game's very early Friday. Saturday morning. So we should have a good idea of how this is working out. It is not a draw. All right, absolutely not.
Uninterested, really, in the Friday action in the non-draw sphere.
So the outsider picks then. Cerezo Osaka to win away at Shonan Bellmare. A draw between Lille and Marseille, and a draw between SV Reed and SCR Altach. 33.51 to 1, if you were to just put that straight up as a treble. I'll take them as a Trixie, so I only need 2 out of the 3 to get something back on my money. Okay, gents, on to the charity treble. As we said, we won a good one a couple of weeks ago. Let's try and replicate that. So I am staying in Japan Saturday morning, 8 a.m. in the top flight, the J1 League, for Kashiwa against Kobe. Vissel Kobe, top of the J-League after 13 games, 29 points, and they've scored 28 goals. They've only conceded 8, which is an incredible defensive record in that league. They play a pretty poor Kashiwa Reysol side. They're third bottom, so it's an 18-team league, so 16th place, with only 11 points from 13 games. They've scored just 8 goals, which is the lowest in the league, and conceded 16. Their overall standings also correlate with their home standings, where Kashiwa are also third bottom, considering only home matches. They've only taken 6 points from 7 home games this season. So not a great record. Kobe, they've travelled really well. They're second in the away form league table when considering only road games. They've taken 13 points from 5 matches. Now, obviously, if you work that out, that's 4 wins and a draw. So average points-wise, they're top of that table. It's just as sorted on total number of points gained, and they've played 2 games less than most people away from home. So they're doing really well away. You can get Kobe for an away win here at evens, which is high, very high. And I think the reason for that is historically they do not win away from home at Kashiwa. Like, you can scroll for as long as you like on Flash Score. You're not gonna find them, right? They just don't do it. But this season, and the way the two teams are opposite when it comes to form and league position and all that, I think there's a very good chance that this will change, and I like the price of even money. So that's going to kick off the charity treble and a away win for Vissel Kobe.
6 p.m. Saturday night. I was going to say Saturday night is good for charity, but it doesn't really work the same as Saturday night is good for fighting.
It's all right for fighting. Yeah. Get your Elton John lyrics correct if you're going to bring them to this show.
To be fair, what about it's a regular charity? All I need is a pint a day. I can keep going with things that are like... but anyway, we have Mets away at Guingamp, and I'm going to be taking Mets to win this game at 4-5 away from home. Mets are third in the French second division. Only 2 teams go up. There's no third place fucking about. There's no playoffs. Queen's Park aren't playing Partick 4 times before they get promoted, that kind of stuff. We're straight into it. You finish in the top 2, you end up in the top division. So Mets are in third just now, 1 point behind Bordeaux, and the only team that can really, with 3 games to go, get into those top 2 slots. And it's a hell of a lot to do with Georges Mikadzadze. This is a Serang.
Mikadzadze.
So last season he was playing with Serang. Joey brought him up a couple of times. So I thought I would reference him here. He was on loan from Mets, came back to Mets this season, and he's the one guy in the league who's doing it all. 22 goals and 8 assists makes him the top goal scorer in this league. And he's 5 goals ahead and 3 assists of anyone else. He's doing it all. He's now in the Georgia national team. Started the Nations League. He's their main, you know, there's a lot going on in Georgia at the moment when it comes to good strikers they're producing. He's really finding his feet. Mets' away record's been brilliant over the last few games. Last 9 games they've played away from home has been 6 away wins and 3 draws. Those 3 draws were coming against teams around the league, and they were all 1 each. There's no real rhyme or reason there. Their away form has been great. Last week they beat New York. Not really much of an achievement. I think us and a couple of patrons could give New York a game at this point. I think Mets have got enough to beat Guingamp here. They're going to want to do it. They've got the best kind of finisher in the league, and you can get them at 4-5 to 2. So rather shite bag charity when it comes to what I was providing last week. But I was also heartbroken last week. So let's just get this in nice and easy, and then pass it over to Joey to round out the show. Sorry, Andy, what were you going to say?
4-5, that's no sacrifice at all. So let's hope that the charity treble is still standing after that game.
Are you just going to keep going with these?
I mean, I could. Like, I could. That. But yeah, that's the one. So like, let's get it on to Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, an interesting, fun segue to that the Mikko Tatse conversation. Only reason why I know how to pronounce his last name is because what I'm hoping is his cousin or brother or whatever, Bekka Mikael Tatse, is the informed striker for the Newcastle Jets in the Australian A-League. And so why that's a segue is because for my charity pick, I'm going to be in that same time zone, but in Korea this time, for Ulsan Hyundai against Suwon Samsung Blue Wings. So Suwon Blue Wings, not Suwon FC. We have to do this every single time we come on because I make that same mistake. But you can get the Ulsan Hyundai win at 1.75-ish. So that's going to be on Sunday. It's 11 a.m. And Ulsan Hyundai are top of the table. They've won 11 of 13 matches so far in the league with only one loss and one draw. Whereas the Suwon Blue Wings sit bottom of the league with 8 points in 13 matches. And 7 of those 8 points have come against the two teams directly above them at the bottom. So one win, two wins, and then a draw. And they had another draw against Jeonbuk, which on paper is a good result because they're typically up at the top with Ulsan Hyundai. But this is not Jeonbuk's season. This is that's a poor result for them. So good for Suwon though. But basically, Ulsan have conceded the fewest goals in the league, and they've scored the second most, while the Suwon Blue Wings have scored the second fewest goals in the entire league. So 6 wins and 7 away matches for Ulsan versus 1 draw and 5 losses in Suwon Blue Wings' 6 home matches. Really not going to overthink this one. Top of the table, who is absolutely dominating this league. I think the next closest second place is like 10 plus points 11, behind. So it's not even close. Behind. 11 points. Yep.
They've only played 13 games.
Ulsan's on another level right now. We'll see if they can maintain it throughout the season, but on paper, this is a no-brainer, and I'm really trying to overthink this.
You could have just held up the league table for our patrons here. I wonder if I can get this to show.
But I'm using my phone to record.
Top versus bottom in a league with 13 games played where one team has like 27 more points in 13 games. Yeah. Yeah, what a price.
Yeah, Suwon are averaging less than a point per match, and yeah. That's going to continue.
Excellent. So that's the charity treble, is wins for Vissel Kobe, Mets, and Ulsan Hyundai. And that works out at 5.21-1. So pretty damn decent. So potentially £62 Gordon can be donating to a charity next week. Let's hit another. You know, we don't want to wait a long, long time for another charity bet. We want it in sooner rather than later. Okie doke, that's the show, but we are still going to be busy because we have the USPGA preview to do for our Patreon members. I mentioned it earlier, but if you fancy joining us and getting access to that, patreon.com/trampledbet or download the Patreon app, find Trampled Bet. £6 a month. Support the show. Get a whole load of stuff back. We also have a Facebook group, totally free. Just search Trampled Bet Podcast on Facebook and join the conversation there. I'm sure there'll be plenty of chat about the USPGA this weekend, in addition to everyone's normal football betting. Anything else from you two gentlemen before we wrap up Saturday, 20th of May?
Yeah, obviously another important match for DCFC. So as always, City Till I Die. Come on, boys, let's go. Then because I missed the beginning of the show with my technical difficulties, I'm not sure if we mentioned it's our friend Jerome Ells' birthday today. Tuesday, day of recording. So unfortunately, he's got a little COVID action, which is why I'm filling in for him. But got to make sure that we send some love his way. Hopefully, he's having a great day.
Yeah, Joey, good point. And no, we did not mention that. So that is poor form on myself and Gordon's part. And just as well, you were here to wish Jerome a happy birthday. We obviously hope he's having a great time. Probably not as Jack Daniels filled as it normally would be, considering he's he's caught COVID. But you never know.
Exactly. One can hope.
All right, guys. Thank you very much as usual. And thank you to everyone for listening. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black. Part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.